Blog Talk Radio.
Unscripted. The network. So it's only right if I unscript it. Check me out. Now spit your word, let's get it heard, cause we are down to hear what's clever. Bars are not real talk, you can rap about whatever. Now if you get tuned in to this unscripted network, some you lose, some you win, get it? Let's work. Now I ain't C. Hicks, and this my man Joe the Don. We keep everything unscripted going into overtime. Now all we finna do is interview dope artists. Whether you write hooks or write books, you're both authors. And on our podcast, nah, we won't laugh at you. You can spit some hot gas or read a paragraph or two. And if you spit hot flames, then tell us why we should listen. If you ain't spit no octane, then cause we could dish shit out on more than a plate. Give us the B16, we'll turn it to the first 48. And we're never buying fraud, cause homie, we don't sell fake. I stand behind these bars and it's my cellmate. Yeah, this script is not prepared, this is unscripted. Wanna get your words heard, we'll say it or come spit it. 100 rounds a minute and I'm finished, not unlimited. Come up on a minute then, come and get unscripted, kid.
Yeah,
unscripted. The network. Now they're hearing two on accordance with the script written beforehand and prompt to. So,
yeah, what it is, folks. This your boy C. Hicks, and I'm here with the homie straight from Louisville, KY, So Fresh to Don. Welcome to our show, Unscripted Network. We are not scared of the real, and you can talk, rap, or read about whatever, however, whenever you want to, you dig? Oh, and bars must be included with the raps, because you ain't got no bars, you ain't got no business rapping, and that's real talk. Anyway, let's go ahead and network, you dig? And you can find me and my outlandish thoughts on Facebook when I'm not in Facebook jail, as I'm in right now. You know, it's Carl Hicks. That's Carl H-I-X. And I'm on Instagram at C Hicks. That's C dot underscore H-I-X. And I'm on Twitter, but I ain't no tweeter, you dig? Now, the big homie right here, you can check Dope Fresh to Don out on any major platform where music is listened to and or sold. And that's sold with an S as in support. The name is Law, that's Black Law. Rebel Music. So, let me know something, bro.
Yo, yo, what's good with it? C. Hicks, what's good with it? Unscripted Network, what's good with it, world? Dope Fresh to Don on the check-in. Blessed to be alive to see another day, be able to do another show. So, that being said, y'all know I'm ready for this special guest, man, we got tonight on this late night edition of Unscripted. C. Hicks, let them know who we got coming on.
All right, well, you know, we got the daughter of an unsung legend, you know, Mr. Cocaine, you know what I mean? And this is a beautiful songstress, songwriter, rapper, you know, just basically all around beautiful person, talent, you dig? And I just happen to think that she thinks that she's not a rapper. You feel what I'm saying? Also, she's not built like none of these hoes. You hear me? But anyway, Anissa C. Long, you unscripted. Please tell us why you also don't like none of these niggas.
Hello?
Hello.
I just want to say thank you for the beautiful intro.
No problem. You got it.
It's well deserved. Well deserved.
Yes, man. Yes, man. So, I mean, you know, let everybody know, you know, a little bit about you before we dive all the way into it.
Oh. Well, I'm Anissa Long, and I am the daughter of the rapper, singer, Cocaine, Hookmaster. most featured artists in the world. Pay my respects. And my grandfather, who is also a composer and writer from Motown, wrote Just My Imagination, Still Waters Run Deep, and many more. So I just want to pay my dues to them and respect. But how y'all doing today?
We're
doing great. We're doing great, and we appreciate you fucking with us the long way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We appreciate
yeah.
you
right.
coming on the show and you know, blessing our platform. You know what I'm saying? We done heard some of your music, and, hey, we got to say, man, that like you said, they know who your father is, and you let them know who your grandfather is. I mean, music just seems to run in y'all bloodline, good music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, definitely. I appreciate you guys so much for having me here, too. I really do. All
right. 100. You know, like, you know, we always tell everybody else, we appreciate you way much more, because without people to unscript, there is no unscripted. You know what I mean? And, you know, you're one of the biggest, you and your father is like the biggest one we ever had. And then you being his seed, you know what I mean? That's like another notch in the aisle belt. You know, if that makes sense.
It's only going to get bigger. It's only going to be more blessings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. We want to be there along. We want to be. We glad we early on your journey. You know what I'm saying? We want to see you get to the top, because you know we talk about you know, a lot of female artists in the game, and not saying that there ain't no talented female artists in the game, because there is. But you know, we would just like to see a little more diversity and a little more like talent.
Right.
I mean, you know, from what we heard, you know, you definitely got that talent. You got some flavor to bring to the game, something a little different, you know what I'm saying? And it's been a minute since the female on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, really popped off real big, you know what I'm saying?
Bye.
Yeah, it has
Bye.
Been a minute. It has.
So thank you guys so much.
Definitely want to bring substance to the music, bring that back.
Oh, yeah, most
Got
definitely.
You,
you know, I guess my first question for you is, like, you know, who were some of your, like, your influences, like, coming up, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause, I mean, your dad didn't work with, like, everybody, but, like, who were some of your influences, like, people that you listened to that you were inspired by, you know, as a young lady, you know what I'm saying? And still inspired by now, you know what I'm saying?
I am such an old soul. Like, I'm going to I'm going to list that music, that real soulful music. I love Anita Baker. I love Sade. She's an inspiration. I look for, like, substance in music and lyrics. I love lyrics. I love lyrics that make you think, metaphors. You know, I love that in music.
Oh.
So that's what I tend to listen to more. Luther Vandross, Michael Jackson. I love Amy Winehouse, R.I.P. Just Aretha Franklin. I'm just like a real old soul. Like, I love old school music, and that's what I grew up on. Like, that's my mom and everything around me. That's what my dad, you know, installed in me, and my mom installed in me, that real music with substance.
Hey, and you can hear that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's where it's at. That's where it's at. I mean, that's
yeah.
a breath of fresh air to hear, you know, a young lady like yourself. There's a lot of man, like, you know, a lot of youngins just be strictly on that turn up, you know what I'm saying? And you know, don't get me wrong, that lit music is dope too, but it'd be like, man, it's like we gotta have some room for some substance somewhere, you know. Sometimes I feel like that gets lost in the sauce. So for you, you know what I'm saying, to name those artists, that's very dope. That's dope.
I'll cut you off.
You're 100% right. We lack a lot of substance in music. You know, you can't sit there and listen. Yeah, it's good to listen to. Like, don't get me wrong, I listen to the turn of music. I like dancing to it and stuff, but you don't sit there and feel it. You don't feel it in your soul, you know. It's just something to get lit to, turn up to. But it don't really do nothing for me.
Right, right. Go ahead, C. Hicks.
And I was going to say, you know, that's how blog talk do. You know, it make you sound crazy for a minute because you think you cut somebody off, you know, the pause in the joint. You know, we cutting each other off like two or three times in a row. And, you know, that's why I hate blog talk.
I'm so sorry.
Doing the bull. Nah, it's blog talk. It's the way they do. It's the way they do. Especially on the scripted. You know, they hate us.
Yeah, we be
like
we be on here. Yeah, we be on here keeping it too a little too real sometimes, so that's their way of trying to script us. But you know, that's the platform we're using right now. We underground and we on the come up, you know what I'm saying, just like you are. So, you know,
yes, y'all are.
Pretty soon we gonna have a better platform to, you know, work off of. But you know, like well, let me go ahead. Let C Hicks ask you a question, because last episode we did, he was saying I was hogging up the interview. So let me fall back a little bit. Let my man get a question there. Go ahead, C Hicks, man.
Nah, you know, that one caught me on guard, man. Like, I was having fun already. You know what I mean? You know, kind of buzzed me like that, but it's cool. You know, do you find it easier, you know, like more connectful, you know, having like, you know, famous parents? I know you got a lot of connections. Are you like treated any differently by like your friends? You know what I mean? Like just by people you don't know, if they know you, you know, if that makes sense, this question makes sense.
People usually end up finding, like, growing up, I never really just came off that, oh, my dad is, you know, da da da. I know everybody, you know, my dad knows a lot of people. I was never like that growing up. I really would tell people, like, people end up finding out by themselves, you know, like, oh, your dad, you know, they'll come up to me. And it does change people, and you get to see that up close and personal. Like, you get to see how people's moods change towards you when they find out, or, you know, feel like you've got something, you know, then something they can benefit off of personally. So I've never been the type to go around just bragging or boasting about who my dad is, you know, and he is an icon. He's a legend. He's a part of history. But people just end up finding on their own, and I don't really trip, you know. I have friends. I have a few friends, but I kind of, like, keep my distance a lot from people because focus on what I'm doing in life, because a lot of people bring you down. That's what I found out. So, you know, it is what it is. People are going to be starstruck, and you know, people, that's how people are, you know. So it don't make me feel no type of way, but I peep it before I let people take advantage of me or of my situation, you know.
Right.
And go ahead, though.
So is it, would you,
go ahead, hog
what,
and
I was
like
going
to
say. No, I was gonna go off of your question, and like, it seemed like it would be kind of like a double-edged sword, you know, with cocaine being your father, almost like, you know, I'm sure it's beneficial just for the fact that, you know, like you said, he is a legend, he's an OG, and he's been in the game for so long, he could probably, you know, some of the mistakes he may have made in his career, you know, he could kind of like steer you clear of those. But at the same time, like, do you feel like you get like any hate, like, even though I know you said you don't like just go every chance you get and say cocaine's my father, but when people do find out he's your father, do you feel like you get like some hate, like almost like, oh, she got it easy because her father, you know, has been in the industry? Do you feel like, you know, because C Hicks is basically saying like people like want to be close to you or get to know you more because he's your father, but do you get the opposite, like where people just hate on you for no reason, like because they feel like, you know, you might have it easier than others? Do you ever get that?
Yeah, I do get that. People get like a misperception of things. Like, they feel like because of who my dad is, I got to work less hard. You know what I'm saying? My dad has been through it in the industry. Like, he has went through it. You know, it's hard. The industry is hard. It's not easy game for nobody to really get into, and he's had his trials and tribulations in it, and I definitely do learn. He's taught me a lot. He taught me a lot about contracts and everything, and just how to go about business and what not to do, and you know, just look at any mistake he made. So on that perspective, like, he does give me, it is easier for me because I know what not to do, you know, because my dad's been there, done that, so now I can do differently and handle my business differently. I definitely do get hate for no reason. Like, when people find out who my dad is, people automatically assume I believe I'm better than them. Or, you know, oh, she just wanted to do music because of who her dad is. Oh, she's just going to get this and that because of who her dad is. But I'm working hard. I've been grinding. Like, I've been doing music since I was 12. You know what I'm saying? I recorded my first song when I was 12. I just have never put out anything because when I come out, I want to be ready mentally and everything prepared, and I want to come out the right way. And now at the age of 23, I know exactly what I want in my music. I know my sound. I know how I want everything to be. And I've gotten better with writing, with my singing, with rapping, with poetry and everything. So now is the time for me to come out, and I just don't want, you know, people will discredit me. I already know it's coming. Like, people will discredit me when I do, because I'm not going to say if. I'm going to continue to say when, because I believe in myself that much. So when I do, people are going to try to discredit me and downplay me. But I'm not, you know, going to let that get to me, because I am a hard worker, and my dad will tell you, like, I'm a hard worker. So I definitely do get extra hate. I see it, though. Like, I'll see the jealousy and envy. And it's not for nobody to be jealous of, because my dad's a regular person. The people I meet, the regular people, it's not nothing to me. I'm not going to sit there and feel like I'm better than anybody because of who my dad is.
Man, we have to agree with you. Like, cocaine, man, this dude, I mean, I already was a fan of your dad. But when we got him on the show, we would have had him on the show twice now. I mean, this dude, like you said, he's just so humble and cool and just, you know, regular. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's super cool. That made me a fan, even more of a fan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's super cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't got no kind of he's not like a diva or nothing. Like, some people just be, like, extra. You know what I'm saying? He's just super cool, and he gave us so much game. And also,
yeah,
you know, me and C. Hicks, we both artists as well. And you know, we've only heard a little bit of your music, but what we've heard, you know, we done checked out some of your Instagram posts and stuff, and I got to say, man, like, they really going to hate when you drop your project, because you know what I'm saying, you got it. You got it, for real. Like, we ain't just saying that. Like, that's one thing we don't do on this show. We don't kiss ass or nothing like that. We keep it real. And, like, even if you weren't your father's daughter, you know, if you were just some undiscovered talent, like, you got it, man. You really do. You dope.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And it's good to hear that, too. It's really good to hear that because, you know, like everybody, I got my doubters and stuff, you know, but I'm not going to let it get to me. But it's really good to hear positive feedback because that makes me want to grind even more. Like, you know, there's people that really will listen to my music and really appreciate what I'm going to bring to the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey.
So what's – oh, go ahead, CX. My fault.
Oh, now I was going to say, you know, to get back into, you know, your talent of songwriting, because I see, you know, you're a singer and a songwriter, and you think you may be a rapper, you know, you might be a rapper, you know what I mean? But is that something that your parents seen in you early, you know what I mean? Because I listened to the song Get Away. I think you may be a singer, you know what I mean? I mean, grew apart, and when I first listened to it, I was like, all right, this catching is good. Then I listened to it again. Then I started getting into what you were saying, you know what I mean? Because I'm into, you know, bars and R&B or whatever, you know what I mean? If it rhyme, if it's good, it's good what you're saying. You know what I mean? I like what you were saying. You know, I asked your father when you did these things, you were 17. And, you know, nowadays, the way it's all, you know, sexually exploited in America right now with these videos and all these young ladies out here doing it, you know, the whole sexual thing, you know, it was like, it was something different. It was deep. You know, that's how, like, I can understand you saying you listen to Anita Baker and, you know, Michael Jackson and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? That was deep, man. And then you had the guy coming off the bat. You know what I mean? So was that like a talent they seen in you early and pushed you for, or was it a decision you made of yourself to become like a lyricist and the songwriting and the songstress and things?
You said, like, with that songwriting and everything?
Nah, I'm sorry. Like, was that a talent they seen in you early, you know what I mean, as far as, like, writing and stuff like that, like, being, you know, lyrical and things like that? Was it a talent they seen in you early?
Okay. I wrote my first full song when I was 11 years old. And from there, I started writing poetry. I have a song I wrote when I was 12, and I can still remember the hook, and it's so deep. And I look back at it, and I'll just be like, dang, like, I really, like, wrote that. So with music, when it comes to writing, it just comes so naturally out of me. Like, I can write about anything and really put my heart and soul into it. Even though with a lot of my songs, it don't even take me too long to write. But when I do take my time on it, it comes out real, real nice. And I know I get that from my dad because he's so quick at writing. Like, literally, he'll be like, oh, yeah, we're going to the studio. He's writing the whole song in the car on the way there. He lays it out in 20, 30 minutes, then we gone. Just like that. So I'm very grateful to be a writer. My dad saw that in me early, first song, 11, and I recorded it called Family.
Hey, you know what? And like I said, I can tell. I can tell because I listened to it, you know what I mean? I really listened to what you were saying, the beat. It was like I was into things I wasn't even into. I don't even know about songs and stuff, you know what I mean? Notes. I was into your notes for you on time with the rhythm and, you know, pitch, flow, and all that kind of stuff. That's how I know I liked it, you know what I mean? That gets a good unscripted goddamn thumbs up from us. Like, really. And
hey,
dude, one thing, no problem. One thing I really hope that when we play this joint, that Blog Talk don't, you know, play the song you messed up. Because, you know, if you ain't listen to it when I emailed it to you, I want you to hear this joint. This joint tight, man. So,
yeah, I was going to say, his exact text message he sent me about an hour ago. He said, hey, man, I got Anissa's song. And he said, man, yo, she can blow. Like, That was exactly what he said. He said, this joint is heavy. That's his exact words. You know what I'm saying? Keeping all the way real. So I'm anxious to hear it because y'all talking about it. I'm a little upset that he got to hear it before me. That's just what he do. He always be trying to finagle his way. He get all the exclusives before me, but it's all good. I'm ready to hear that, though.
You know what
I'm
saying? I'll probably go ahead and bring us into it, you know, talk us into it, to the song Grew Apart.
Well, damn, I did that. You were 16 when I did that.
All the good times we shared. but I gotta move on.
We back, Unscripted Network, Dough Fresh to Dine, C. Hicks, and that was Anissa Long with Grew Apart. Oh, man. Damn, man, C. Hicks, you weren't lying, man. That joint is fire, man. Oh, my God.
Man.
Anissa Long, man, you are.
I did that when I was 16.
16? Oh, my God, man. Wow. Wow.
Yes.
That's all I can say is wow.
Now, see, the reason I'm mad now is because I listened to it like almost like seven times just back to back, and I heard what it sounded like when it's up close and personal. And now, in my opinion, Blog Talk did do that joint, you know, jive like decent. But when you hear that joint up close and personal, that joint is serious. That joint is serious.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's my song for real.
Man, you did that. So you did that, what, 7 years ago?
Yep.
Wow. So let me ask you this. I know you said you're about to finally release your first project. Like, what made you, like, wait so long? And what let you know, like, right now, the time is now. Like, the world is ready to hear Anissa Long. Like, because, I mean, that right there, man, you sounded ready on that. That's a hit, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow.
It's more of my mental, you know? Because when I see how this industry works, and it's tough, you know? And it could really break people down and tear people down. And if you don't have thick skin and you're not strong enough, you know, you can let what people say, just their words or anything, break you down. And I feel like that's why I wasn't ready. You know, even though I wrote my music, people tell me I'm good, I'm great, I'm ready to get put out now. It was something mentally that now I feel like God has fully prepared me, has made me a better person, has made me humbled, has, you know, and I'm writing more music with substance, I just feel like I've gotten better at my craft. Definitely gotten better since then, even though people tell me that was great. To me, I feel like I could do better. I could always do better. So I feel like now is the time. Like, I'm ready to put everything. I'm very confident.
Right. And that's the right attitude to have because, we always can get better. Like, once you feel like you can't get better, then I feel like, man, you shouldn't even be doing what you're doing no more if you ain't striving to be better. You know what I'm saying? But, man.
Exactly.
If that song right there is like you at your kind of like starting level, it's like, my God, they in trouble, man. For real, for real. Sky's the limit. Damn.
Thank you.
Like, I don't think she understands, though, because I'm like, I'm surprised. I ain't never heard that joint like on the radio over here. You know what I mean? That joint nice, man. I don't understand.
That's a nice R&B joint. So I'm going to remake it and watch and put it back out if we're going to do this.
Yeah, get that. Do you have any more songs or is it all just strictly, you know, hip-hop?
I have more songs. Like R&B, I have a song on YouTube. You can look it up. Can't Feel. It's a partial song of it. I'm going to put out the music video and everything. That's going to be on my album. If you look it up, Can't Feel. What else did I put out? Gold Links is in between hip hop and like singing. I just haven't really dropped anything yet. I'm ready to drop. I have a lot of music for you guys. I really do have some bomb songs that I know you guys will love. I just ain't dropped it yet, but I promise when I do, you guys are gonna get the exclusives. Period.
Oh man, right?
We definitely
appreciate that real talk. And I want to know, like, do you have a favorite? Like, do you favor one more than the other? Like, because we heard you do your thing on the Daddy and Daughter song, you know what I'm saying, on Cocaine's album, and that joint's dope. So you can spit equally as dope as you can sing. Like, for you, which one do you, like, enjoy more? Do you enjoy one more than the other? Are you like them equal, like singing and rapping?
Singing is my first love, but I've always loved poetry, and I feel like poetry and rapping go hand to hand. So I've been writing poems, like I said, since I was 12. So the love of rapping really just came around because I would fool around sometimes because, you know, I've been singing forever. And then I started writing my poetry, doing spoken word, which goes hand in hand with it. So I just started, like, you know, freestyling, joking around, rapping with my brother. And then my dad, you know, was catching on. Oh, you got a little flow. Maybe you should really do a rap song. So I actually did the first time I spit on a track, I was 13. And that's on a song called Old School, which is on my MySpace. I'll have to dig through it. But after that, I went years by, and I started taking it serious when I was like, you know what, I'm going to make it a little mixtape because I don't really be rapping like that, but I'm going to say I think I might be a rapper because I got a little something going there. But, you know, I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on it and build it up more, though, so I can really be spitting. But, yeah, I love rapping. The singing is my first love, for sure.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You're a double, well, triple threat because you're a songwriter too. You know, a lot of singers can sing, but they can't write. You know what I'm saying? So you can, not only can you spit, you can sing and you write. You like, man, that's where the money's at too in the industry.
Get into
a lot of times.
Ghostwriting.
I was just gonna ask you that.
Ghostwriting.
That was going
to
be the next question.
I have so many ideas. I have so many ideas in my head that I'm just like, you know, I don't even need all these songs. I could really get into ghostwriting. Like, I would love to. I'd love to write songs for people. I could do it all day long because I write fast, so I could do that.
Man, that's dope. That's dope. I'm sure you won't have, when you really dive head first into that field, you know, I don't know, like, too much how it works. But I'm sure, like, you know, once they catch wind of you and you doing your thing, when you put your project out and they know that you a writer, man, they gonna flock to you. I'm sure you won't have no problem.
Definitely.
Being able to write for
and
artists.
I'm so ready to do it. I'm so ready to do it, you guys. For real.
But when you let me ask you this, like, when it comes to ghostwriting, like you said, you want to do it and you're ready to do it. But will it, like, because, you know, I'm pretty sure they'd be having you, like, have ghostwriters, you know, sign, like, where, you know, they got to keep it confidential. Like, will it be hard for you to hold that inside? Like, say if you just write, like, a number one, like, and it's, like, your song, but you ain't really supposed to tell nobody that you wrote it. Do you feel like that would be, like, hard for you to conceal that, to keep that, like, that's me. Like, I did that. You know what I'm saying?
What?
That's my lyrics. They say it.
And I was thinking that too. I was like, what if I write a fire song and it's top charting? I'm going to have to get on stage and start singing it myself. Like, move. I'll go back up. I'm going to sing it today. I'm going to sing it at this award, okay? Like, don't play with me. I thought about that. But, you know, as long as I'm getting my money from it, they can keep the clout. I just want my money. I can keep the clout.
Hey. I feel
you. You know what, though? This question I'm gonna ask, you know, really gonna let me know how old I am. You know what I mean? So, well, no, we're not really, but who are you? We normally ask, like, all the guests that come on that's into, like, hip hop and stuff like that. Since you're in the both, like, we go, who are your top three rappers, you know, that you like all the time? Or who are your top three singers?
Nah, we can't, man. You giving her the short end of the stick, man. We gonna make it special for her. Who's your top five rappers, dead or alive, and your top five singers, dead or alive, since you do both.
Okay.
Okay, so when it comes to female rappers, or just in general?
Just rappers in general. Female or male,
okay,
dead or alive.
Female rappers that I love that are inspiring that I think are filthy, MC Light. Yeah, I'm going back there. MC Light,
yes.
Love MC Light. Lauryn Hill, bomb. Lil' Kim, I have to say Lil' Kim because I got to pay my dues because I love Lil' Kim. I released her Crush song, and I'm spinning that. I need y'all to hear that too, but Lil' Kim... Oh, who else? There's so many. It's a lot of good male rappers. I can't even decide. It's a lot of good male rappers. Well, my dad. Of course. I love my dad.
Of course.
He's a lyricist. He's a bomb at lyrics. He's hard. Say my dad. My dad in there. I want to say... Tupac is inspiring. Tupac is very inspiring. I think, yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. Wait, do
okay.
I owe you guys one more? No. I think.
Nah, that's five. You said Lauryn Hill. You said MC Light, Lil' Kim, Cocaine,
Lil' Kim,
and Pac. I ain't mad at that top five right there. That's dope. I hate it. All legends.
I know there's more, but that's what I'm going with.
So now give us your top five singers.
As long as you didn't say Cardi B, you was good.
It's Joe C. Hicks, man.
Oh, my God. Let's see. Singers, I want to say. Got to list my girl Sade. I love Sade. Anita Baker. Dang, Billie Holiday.
Man, she taking it back.
I've been listening to Billie Holiday since forever. I love Billie Holiday.
That's one of my mother's favorite singers right there, Billie Holiday.
I love Billie Holiday. I stay singing. Good morning, Holiday. They be making me sing it on the shows. Who else can I list? I said Sade, Anita Baker. I love Amy Winehouse. I'm not going to lie. I love Amy Winehouse. R.I.P.
Oh, yeah, Amy Winehouse. Man, she was so dope. You know what I'm saying? She dope.
Wrote all her music, and if you go through her music, it's crazy. She was a lyricist. She's amazing. And metaphors, everything. Who else?
Oh, man. You know what? That just made me
and
want
so
to go
many
looking
other...
for a catalog.
Yeah, go through Amy Winehouse. She writes all her lyrics. She really got substance. She was inspiration. She's inspiration to me. Well, I can't even.
One more. Give us one more.
Whitney Houston. I gotta give it to Whitney. I was playing her music all last night too. Oh yeah, Whitney.
Hey, that's dope top five on each side right there. And for anybody that's, you know, super young that's listening and you know, maybe y'all parents ain't put y'all up on game to who some of these people are, man, please do y'all research, man. These are legends. You know what I'm saying? We gotta keep our legends alive, you know what I'm saying? Like I feel like that's
yeah,
my thing.
Do.
Our culture, man, we kinda, you know, we kind of slacking on that. Like, not all of us, because you definitely up on game. You know, we up on game. But it's a lot of youngins that's just like, man, if it ain't, you know, little such and such is popping right now, it's like they really don't even care about what, you know, the people
nope,
that, you know, laid the foundation down before them. Yeah. So, man, salute to you and salute to Cocaine and your mother, man, for doing a great job, you know, musically. You on your shit. Like, for real.
Yeah, they be on me. Most of my friends, like, people I know, like, they'll be like, oh, you always, you know, you playing that old school music. But, shoot, that's just, it slaps. Better than y'all music.
That's where it's at.
Real talk. So, like, who's probably, like, the, you know, we ain't really, like, into, like, the famous people. I'm pretty sure you know some top-tier people. I'm trying to understand why this song hasn't really been, then I don't understand why the song is not out there. They grow apart, man. That's something serious, man. I don't understand. I'm saying, looking at it on the computer, like, I want to play it again. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Nah,
yeah, that's
really
yeah. I don't care what nobody said. I'm gonna put that back out for you. I'm gonna put that right back out. I'm gonna re-record it, just do another music video, put it right back out, and we're gonna do this again.
You should. You really should. Really push. We'll help you push it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll do our part and just get that to as many outlets as possible. Because, man, I just feel like that could pick up steam. And that's the bad thing about the industry, man. It's like, it's really money over talent these days. Like, if you ain't got a long enough bag, it's hard to really get your song really circulating. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of these major songs, you know, people don't realize, like, that's the reason why they hear the same damn records all the time on FM radio. It's because, you know, the labels are, like, damn near shoving it down your throat. And then we hear artists like yourself on our platform, and we like, damn, like, why this ain't in circulation? And then it'd be just like that. Like, your dad, Cocaine, he got, man, that I'm So Hood single, that's supposed to be buzzing everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's hot. But, man,
yeah, that song's hard, yeah.
How the game go?
But see, you know, when we like I've been saying, man, that the game ain't deep enough. That's probably too deep for that right there probably needs to only be played on Unscripted or, you know, the underground networks like that. So that's too deep for the outside world. Outside world too much in a rush. You know what I mean? You gotta dig through that song right there, you know what I mean? And, you know, you can be forever with that joint. It's that deep. You know.
Definitely.
Not mean to cut nobody off.
Definitely. No, definitely. I'm gonna do it. I was already thinking about redoing that. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, you need to.
This project, you putting out your first project now. We calling it a project now. Have you decided if it's gonna be a mixtape or if it's gonna be an album? And have you do you want to put a title out there yet, or do you want to kind of hold that for right now?
I'm going to be putting out an album for sure. It's been a long time coming. I'm going to put out an album. I have a lot of songs already completed. I have a few that are mixed. I'm going to drop a couple of music videos before I do so, but definitely putting out my album. And then after that, I will follow up with a mixtape. My last mixtape I didn't get to putting out because I didn't get to around to mixing it. So now it's a whole new year. I have to actually remix all new songs, because the songs I've remixed before, they're still good. So I'll probably put out two parts, but I'm definitely focused on the album for right now. And the project is called titled Young Colombiana. So my dad gave me that name. I like it.
Dope. Yeah, that's dope. That's a dope play too on it. We definitely gonna need that. Whenever that drop, we gonna, matter of fact, just so I don't know if Cocaine listening, so you know, I went bullshitting. I need to get at him after the show, because I need to get the hard copy of his album still. You know what I'm saying? I know he got the hard copies on deck too. And then when you drop yours, I'm a cop yours too. I need an autograph, both from him and from you. You know what I'm saying? That's how we rocking. We support over here, Unscripted.
Real
definitely
talk.
Definitely. And I appreciate y'all so much.
I got you, fam.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. The OG, that's what's up, man. Hey, I love that too. He's supporting his daughter, man. That's what's up, man. Yup. I'ma need that. So yeah, man. That Young Colombiana, that's we looking forward to that. And have you decided, is it gonna be like mainly rap, or is it gonna be more like R&B, or is it gonna be like more of a fusion?
It's going to be a mixture. It's going to be a mixture, definitely. It's going to tell stories, because the songs are going to be more at the top, lovey-dovey, then go into, like, not so lovey-dovey. Like, so basically the title of Young Colombiana, you just the girl, the album is going to, like, turn you into a savage. Like, at first you're really soft, and then you become a savage towards the end of it. So it's going to be a mixture of rap and singing. A lot more singing, though.
Well, yeah, we know if it got joints on there like that Grew Apart, that damn thing liable to be a classic. Real talk.
Thank you.
You know,
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all for real. And speaking of,
you know what I mean, going from like, you know, Beauty the Savage type, you know what I mean? That's like going from, you know, like father, like daughter, like daddy, like daughter. You know what I mean? You go from a savage to, you know what I mean, the songstress and all that. You know what I mean? It's the turnover. It's like daddy, like daughter. You know what I mean? Which is the song where we really got introduced to, you know, Colombiana, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Definitely.
So the way you said that, see, she said that like you about to go into the song. Are we going to hear the song? What?
I mean,
me.
Me
too, right?
Nah.
Me too.
Nah. Nah, look,
you guys,
I got y'all. That was my segue. That was my segue into, like, bringing it up, you know what I mean? And so that, you know, I was going, hopefully y'all was going to feed into that. But since you know what I'm saying, said let's go ahead and play that joint. I'm gonna go ahead and play that joint. Like daddy, like daughter.
Yeah. I taught you everything you know. Treat a nigga like a hoe. Young Colombiana. Light-skinned Wakanda, acting like Huey Newton, daughter hanging out the window,
somebody shooting,
I ready to kill on that microphone, now my daughter is all grown,
I keep a deuce in my purse, I put a nigga in a fucking hearse, my daddy taught me how to put in work, he hated but he taught me how to fucking curse, my mama taught me how to be sweet, she taught me beauty only skin deep, they say I'm pretty like a model, but let a bitch try me, I got problems.
Yeah, you had to be raised tough, cause the world don't give a fuck, makes you with some cash, to create your own life, hand down the baton, now look what you become, they say it's a marathon, now run.
Like daddy, like daughter,
hit you with the lava, spitting that lava, dead body in the water, y'all don't want
like
drama.
Daddy, like daughter.
Got tripping in our DNA. We gon' do it our way.
Fuck what I hate to say.
I'm like daddy, like daughter. I was taught as a child how to fight a vape from a mile. Niggas all in my inbox, but tryna keep it cool with my big pop. Niggas always on the sneak tip, but dad, you ain't even got a trick. I be laughing at these counterfeits, cause they can never get this.
All right, baby girl, you got it under control. But if you get out of line, I'ma shoot him in the asshole. Fuck weeks on a nigga. I dare let a nigga hit her.
Hey, talk, you know I don't play. I was popping tags at the mall the other day. Seen another gelatine from the internet. Bitch trying to step to me, got slept with the left.
Aha, that's some funny shit. They got my daughter straight twisted. Fuck around and get your wig split. Better keep your distance.
That's why you know I keep the top. I get the body jumping and I'm always into something. I'm cooler than a peppermint patty. I'm the spitting image of my daddy.
Like daddy, like daughter.
Hit you with the llama. Spitting that lava. Dead body in the water. Y'all don't want
like
no
daddy,
drama.
Like daughter.
Got tripping in our DNA. We gon' do it our way.
Fuck what I hate to say.
Like daddy, like daughter.
Unscripted Network, Dope Fresh to Dine, C. Hicks, and we got our special guest, Miss Anissa Long, and that was the OG
what up,
Cocaine.
What
featuring Anissa Long, Like Daddy, Like Daughter. Y'all can get that off the new album by Cocaine, and it's called Finger Roll, Music for the Soul. And, hey, y'all can stream that single on Spotify, Apple Music, you know, all those platforms. But we'd rather you go straight to the family and purchase it from them. You know what I'm saying? Let's cut the middlemen out because they on their family grind. You feel me? So, hey, if y'all feeling that joint, get at them.
Yeah.
And that joint. And that joint was definitely dope. You know what I'm saying? We heard that. That's where we heard you first at. So, you, man, we glad that you, you know, to be able to interview you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to OG Cocaine again for, you know, plugging us in with you. And, yeah, you holding your own out here, though. You're like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, if, even if you wasn't Cocaine's daughter, like, you definitely dope. You know what I'm saying? Like,
thank
without
so
the cosign.
Much.
Definitely.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And no problem. I mean, I just want to say, you know, I see why, you know what I mean? It's like I'm being, like, hesitant and trying to let everybody talk and cutting each other off where I am because I'm trying to be professional and I'm not just being unscripted. So I apologize, if that makes sense.
No, you're fine.
You know what I mean?
It's not
normally, you know, we can go. It's Blog Talk be doing is bull. You know what I mean? But what, you know what I mean? Like, what got you into, like, poetry and stuff?
I can't even point my finger on that part. I know that I would sometimes on YouTube, I'll stumble upon, like, spoken word and stuff, and it's just random videos. I saw an episode of, this is going to be funny, of Penny Proud, and they had an episode where they were doing spoken word. And that kind of, like, inspired me. I don't know if that's weird, but ever since then, that's really, it just came about. It just came naturally, really. I just like the flow of everything, be able to talk and express yourself. So I've loved it for a while now. That's really what kind of got me into it.
Okay. I'm going to give you
okay.
And go ahead, though.
Come on, C-Hicks, man. You being all timid, man. You fucking me up.
Nah. No, because we keep cutting each other off and I'm trying to, you know, let everybody get their flow on, you know what I mean?
Man, you know I'm just messing. You know I'm just fucking with you, man. Hey, young Colombiana got C Hicks shook over here, man. He ain't himself. He, come on, man. You being too timid, man.
Nah. I'm trying to have this ain't time right and everything. I'm telling you, Blog Talk doing this bull. I don't know if it's my phone or not, but it's like God coming in late. When I say something, then I start talking out, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to be professional.
I got you. You know I be having to fuck with your age, so. But, Anissa Long, have you already, like, been performing? You know what I'm saying? Because I know you've been recording music, you know, for a long time now. But have you, you been hitting the stage and, like, doing shows, too?
Yeah, I've performed a couple of times, actually, a few times. I've done just a few performances. One of the biggest ones I did out here in Washington State, I did the Tacoma Dome. It was the old school night and the new school night, and I performed it during the old school night. There was everybody there, my dad, E-40, Busta Rhymes, DMX. It's like all the old school performed, and I was blessed enough to be able to perform alongside. That was one of the biggest concerts I did. I believe it holds like 30,000 people plus.
Yeah.
So
yep.
It was definitely nerve-wracking, but it was good to experience that. So now the next time I'm able to perform in front of that many people again, I'll be right spot on point, you know. So it was nerve-wracking, but I don't get too nervous anymore. I've never really been a nervous person. I'm really outgoing, so the next one I get into, I'm definitely going to have a real, real hit, though. But I performed.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm definitely familiar with the Tacoma Dome. That's what's up. And you answered my next question. I was going to ask you if you get, like, butterflies and you get nervous. But I want to ask you, you know, because I like to ask a lot of artists this, because, you know, we get different answers. Like, for you, what's a better feeling for you? Like, recording a song and then hearing, like, the final mix, you know, a mastered version of that song, and it sound exactly how it sounded, like, in your head, like how you pictured it sounding, or rocking the show and getting the, you know, the crowd showing you love, you know what I'm saying, standing ovation. Like, what's a better feeling? Are you more of a, like, a studio, you more of a studio artist, or you like that hitting the stage and rocking the stage more?
If I could just perform on stage all day, like, that's what I would do. It's the feeling of having that raw and uncut, people get to see for you without any extra little filters or echoes in the background or anything put on your voice. They get to hear the raw, unscripted you. So, and then just to feel people get that reaction, and they're applauding you, and they really appreciate you for you and your voice and your talent, I think that's definitely a better feeling than going into the studio. You know, I do love hearing the final mix and everything sounding perfect, but I like that raw uncut. I think that's a better feeling for me.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And we appreciate you throwing unscripted. You should have said that raw unscripted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We appreciate
yeah.
you. Feel like we made it now.
I mean, we is getting up in the big time. You know, we might have to start a YouTube channel. Well, who the hell knows?
That's what we need to do. Yeah, we need to.
Y'all should really start that up. And I want to be the first guest on the YouTube channel.
Okay.
And you got that. You got that.
You got it. Yeah.
We might get some subscribers because of you.
We definitely going to do this, though. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Hey, that's 100. Dope.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, because I'm telling you, it sounds like my phone be like tripping. You know, it's like a blood drink and all that kind of.
You
Hello?
Tripping, man. See, I try to fall back and let C. Hicks get his questions in, and you know, now he's tripping. You tripping on me, man.
Nah. Nah, I'm telling you, like, they really, I think it's my phone messing with them.
Mine is doing a pause, too, kind of. I kind of feel where he's coming from.
Okay. I'm going to let you off the hook then, since young Colombiana said hers is doing it, too. I thought C. Hicks was just a little scared. You had him a little nervous, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got his back.
Nah,
I got his back.
Nah, know what it's like. It'll come on for like a good minute, and then it'll be like my phone tripping. It's like it start talking, like everybody be talking at once or something. That's why I feel like I'm cutting everybody off.
Okay, well, you got, you know, we coming down towards the end of the show. You got you know, last question you want to ask? You want to ask our guest, CX?
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I hope, you know, you had a good time unscripted. And I mean, like you said, whenever you're ready, you know, anybody else, anything like that, you know where to come. You know, you family already. You know, you was family before you even got on the show. You know what I mean?
Real talk.
But
I appreciate
you know,
guys so much. I really do. And I definitely will. I'll let you know. And thank you guys so much for having me on here. It's a blessing. Every opportunity I get to put myself out there more is a blessing, and I really appreciate you guys.
We definitely appreciate you. Like we said before, we appreciate you more. And before we get off here, though, you know, this is your time. You know, we want to let you give your shout-out, shout all your peoples out, and also let people know where they can find you on social media and where they can find your music that you have out right now.
I want to give a shout out. Thank you, guys. I want to give a shout out to my mom, my dad, my family, my siblings. There's a lot of them. So I ain't going to name all of them right now. Y'all know who y'all are. I love you guys. I want to give a shout out to anybody and everybody that is supporting me, that has my back, that believes in me. Thank you guys so much. Keep putting that positive energy out there, and I will not let anybody down. For my social media, you guys can find me on Instagram. That's at Anisa Long. That's AnisaHLong. You can also look me up on YouTube, Anisa Long. I'm going to repeat it again. That's AnisaHLong. And then also on my Twitter is at ACLDABOSS. And thank you guys so much. And I appreciate everything you guys have done for me. And if you guys have Instagrams as well, I can follow you guys.
Okay, most definitely. And like I said, we definitely appreciate you, and we're going to continue watching and interacting and helping your movement as much as possible. So whenever you drop them new records, let us know. We're going to help promote it and, you know, help bring light to your movement, you know what I'm saying, because we like what you got going on. So we definitely appreciate your time, you stopping by our platform and showing us love.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you, too.
Yeah, you know, and it's the same thing that we had to grow apart like this. You know what I mean? With my phone tripping and all that. Like, really, I think it's the screensaver too tight. The screensaver too tight. You know, because it's just blinking or anything. So I apologize, but this is just a warm-up. This is just nothing but a warm-up interview until, you know, the real one. You know what I mean? We can really unscript you.
Exactly.
You already gather everything out. Yeah, you're going to have everything out, and boom, we're going to come back full force. You know what I mean? This is just like you breaking you into the fan. You know what I mean? That's all this was.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I have fun with you guys. This is a great interview. Thank you guys so much.
There you have it, Miss Anisa Long, a.k.a. Young Colombiana. Y'all stay tuned for more Unscripted. We out.
We out Unscripted. If you think she's not a rapper, I don't know why.